My name is Olivia Lancaster, and I have had the honor of serving as your student government vice president this past year. It is a privilege to stand here today and to be part of this momentous occasion as we celebrate the achievements of the class of 2025. Let me begin by extending a warm welcome to the family, friends, and loved ones who are here today to celebrate their graduates' achievement. Thank you for being here, and thank you for the unwavering support you've provided throughout this journey. Oftentimes, the support systems behind college students go unrecognized, but let's be honest, this moment wouldn't be possible without you. No doubt many of you have put up with a lot from us, whether it was finals week panic or a particularly tough assignment driving us up the wall. Thank you for your patience, encouragement, and sacrifices. You have been an essential part of today's success. I'd also like to take a moment to express our gratitude to the incredible staff and faculty of Hopkinsville Community College. From our dedicated professors to the tireless staff members, we are blessed to have a team that genuinely invests in our growth and well-being. Their unwavering commitment to our education and their belief in our potential has made all the difference. There are so many at this college that have personally encouraged me and held me up. If I cover them all, we would never get to the ceremony. The first people I would like to show my gratitude towards are Miss Teresa Bailey and Miss Kanya Allen. They were the first people to greet me on my first day. Their big smiles made me feel right at home. They helped me embrace the things I used to despise about myself, the traits that made me unique. You both will always be like family to me. Even if we don't see each other all the time, I cannot thank the both of you enough for all the love you have given me. The next person I would like to acknowledge is Professor Pat Riley. Mr. Riley is a professor of algebra and statistics. It is a blessing to have such a smart teacher. It is an even bigger blessing to have one that makes the material digestible. Somehow, Mr. Riley did all of that, and he made college algebra fun. He has an incredible amount of dedication that he puts into his classes, and it was a joy taking algebra and statistics with him. The last person I would like to speak on is standing just off stage, making sure this day runs seamlessly. Elena Stubbs, the coordinator of student engagement. I have served as a presidential ambassador under her for 2 years. For that entire time, she's been nothing but a lovely beam of human sunshine. She gives 110% to everything she does, and I look up to her not just for her incredible work ethic, but for her constant positivity amidst the storms of life. Could you all please help me in giving these people a round of applause? Next, I'd like to tell you all a little bit about my story. When I first walked through the doors of HCC, I was timid and unsure of myself. Honestly, I didn't believe I could succeed. I had written myself off before I'd even began. I felt that way because I had been in environments that made me doubt my worth. I was surrounded by voices that undervalued me, so I started to undervalue myself. Although my parents did their best to encourage me, even their love and support couldn't entirely counteract the negative beliefs I carried. It took a community to break me down, and it took a community to build me back up again. I am so thankful that this community was here for me. Many of you, I'm sure, have experienced similar problems in your life. Maybe you came from places where your talents were overlooked, your potential underestimated, or your dreams dismissed. But I hope that during your time here at HCC, you've discovered what I did, that you are talented, capable, and resilient. This day marks a turning point. As you step into this next chapter of your life, whether that's a new career, further education, or an entirely new adventure, I hope you carry with you the lessons and love that this community has instilled in you. Remember the confidence and encouragement you received from your professors, classmates, and everyone here who believed in you. Where you come from does not define your worth, and the voices of doubt in your past do not dictate your future. As you hold that diploma in your hands, let it remind you of the countless hours of hard work, dedication you invested in yourself. That achievement belongs to you, and no one can ever take it away. Thank you for listening, and thank you for allowing me to share this moment with you. To the graduates of 2025, I wish you success and joy as you move forward into your bright futures. Congratulations, and go make us proud.